Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A brand new international business conference is coming to our state soon, building on the growing presence of German and other European companies in our state. Lee Farrell is with Clemson University, one of the partners of the inaugural Upstate Forum for European and American Business, coming to Greenville, October 22nd. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here.
First of all, give us the details on this event, the when, the where.
This forum is going to be held on the Furman University campus in the Younts Conference Center on October 22nd, from 1 o'clock until after 5, until we're done with our networking. We'll finish with a networking social.
All right, so give us the genesis then of this particular inaugural conference.
Our various upstate universities and colleges, we've been doing our own outreach for years. Here at Clemson, we've been doing conferences focusing on German investment since 2011. USC Upstate's been doing their own conferences on German and international investment for the last 5-6 years. Furman's done its own things. We thought what we'd try to do is to pool our resources, pool our efforts, so that we could work together. And we found partners in Spartanburg Community and Greenville Tech, as well as the Greenville Chamber of Commerce and the European American Chamber of Commerce.
Tell us what will be happening during this conference.
Well, we are going to have keynote addresses focusing on the introduction of the high-voltage battery sector here. BMW, as you may be aware, they're opening up a high-voltage battery plant, I think, in the next year or so in Spartanburg County. We wanted to use that as a place to start to focus on the importance of not just foreign direct investment, but specifically German investment in our region. And we'll be having a speaker from the South Carolina Department of Commerce joining us. And we'll have panelists from industry and research that'll be coming to speak about their efforts as well. And then we'll follow that with a roundtable session that will consist of, we're hoping, between 12 and 15 different international companies that will be able to speak with the students who come.
And you mentioned battery manufacturing. Of course, the EV industry is having a pretty big impact all across the state of South Carolina right now. And I guess this is the impetus for this being one of the main topics.
Yeah, actually, Fernanda Sieverling at the European American Chamber, she felt that would be a great place to focus our attention. And this is an enormous investment that's being made here, and we thought it would be a good place to start. It'll give us a chance to look at maybe how the auto industry is evolving, and it's happening right here in our own backyard.
This is a statewide show, of course. We have listeners from all over the state. Can anybody attend this?
We would love to have business people attend if they're interested. We, of course, are focusing on the students at our universities. We would love to have business people attending, and we'll be having businesses who will be hosting roundtable discussions with our students as well.
Now, what are the challenges that you see European companies face here in our country and in our state in particular?
That's a really good question. I think I really don't know the specifics of what kinds of challenges they're facing. Obviously, there's always worry about tariffs. You know, there are things that they are worrying about back home. I see a lot of opportunities here. We have great universities. The opportunities seem to be much more apparent to me. But that's one of the things that we're trying to prepare our students for, to be able to communicate with them through not just the hard skills like management, marketing, engineering, but also languages and culture, helping them to become accustomed to the local business culture.
And now we're starting to see reports that while still growing the EV industry, that growth is slowing. And is that causing any concern that you're hearing from companies in our state that have made heavy investments into this?
That's something that I'm looking forward to finding out myself at the conference, because, I mean, I get to teach German here at the university, but I would love to know more about it. And I realize that there are some things like, you know, building up infrastructure. How are you going to power those cars? Having the infrastructure to charge those electric vehicles. I know we have charge stations here on our campus here at Clemson, but how do you build up that infrastructure so you have one on every street corner the way we have gas stations now? I'm looking forward to finding out about those and other types of questions, like, you know, what's going to be the burden on natural resources. But I see so many opportunities. It seems to present so many positive things for employment, cleaner vehicles, and so on. So that I would love to find out more about those myself, and we'll be asking those questions at the conference.
Well, Lee, thank you very much for sharing the information with us today.
Well, thank you very much for making time for me.
Lee Farrell is with Clemson University, one of the partners of the inaugural Upstate Forum for European and American Business, coming to Greenville on October 22nd. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.